I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Is it the most useful appliance in your house? If you use it right, maybe it could be. The standard American dishwasher.
I love having one. I like not doing dishes by hand.
Pretty big upgrade from hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. But what have you put in there besides dishes where you're like, I don't know if I'm supposed to put this in there, but it is dirty and I'd like it to be clean.
We used to do hats.
Hats. Yeah.
Hats. Yep.
They had that plastic hat shell that you would put it in.
Yeah. So it wouldn't lose shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Kelly, the dishwasher, not the washing machine?
No, it was specifically made for that. It specifically said put it in the dishwasher.
Because of the rack, maybe there are some washing machines where you could hold it static, but it was just
blasting around too much.
A little shower. Yeah, hat.
Washing machine, they come out all beat up, never get their shape back, at least in my experience.
The one time I did that with a hat, though, in a dishwasher, it was never quite the same either.
Yeah.
I know it's pretty common for people to, like mechanics, to do to wash car parts in dishwashers.
Really? I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let the grease go down the drain.
But usually it's a separate, an old dishwasher that they'll put out in their shop or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's not taken into the house.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this woman caught her grandma. I guess it's not like grandma can't do this.
Oh, wow.
So you put all these fruits and vegetables in here and then what? I'm going to wash them. Doesn't it only bring hot water?
No, it rains with cold water. I done it before, Laura. Stop bothering me.
I agree with her.
I love this idea. I don't ever have that many fruits and veggies at a time that I would actually take out of the packaging. I just wash them as I use them. But I love this idea. I think
pretty
this
good.
Is so mm-hmm. smart.
Pretty smart.
I need to open it.
No. When can I get in?
I need to open it.
I want steam to roll out of this.
No, you're not.
Let me open it.
Get out of my face. No, you're not. How are you going to open it? Let it finish.
No, I need to feel if it's cold.
Oh my God, Zara. You're going to ruin the machine. Why you open my machine?
You're going to ruin the machine.
Yeah, I think worse things than pesticides have been inside your dishwasher. Yeah. But,
might get a little water on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold water. It's not cold. It's cold.
It's actually
That's
cold.
A lot of produce.
It is.
That is a ton of produce.
Yeah, I know. I've done it before. Look what you did.
I don't blame the grandma. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I've done this before. You're acting like this is impossible.
Yeah. Maybe she's making a fruit salad. Maybe they're having a party.
You think so?
Yeah.
I used to put, when I had a freshwater aquarium, the rocks naturally pick up algae over time. Mm-hmm. And I used to put those in the dishwasher. And wash them on hot. But that would make the house smell like algae.
Are you talking like the little pebbles that would be in the bottom?
The stone in the decorations. Oh, okay. It was called Texas rock, and it's got a bunch of holes in it for the fish that were in there.
You wouldn't use a dishwasher pod, would you?
Or nope, just water.
So it's just hot water.
But then, I learned that leaving them in the sunlight would bleach them and get the algae off way more efficiently.
Yeah,
and didn't
sense.
Make the house didn't, smell yeah. terrible.
That does seem like it would really, really reek the joint up.
Yeah. I used to do that more when we were renting. Yeah. That was more of a put the aquarium stones in the dishwasher when you're renting than owning.
When I lived with a roommate for only a few months in Atlanta, he ended up being a little different. But he would put his adult friend finder toys and the shower that I would use before I moved in. And he was like, I got to find a different place to like clean my toys. And he'd put them in the dishwasher.
Oh, we did that here.
Sex toys in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
After the night show, put them in the dishwasher in the in the group kitchen.
Yeah, because when I moved in, I was like, hey, bud, I'm like putting stuff in my shower. And I noticed there's some stuff hanging from the, it's drying out. And I don't know how to tell you what the, and he was like, oh, yeah, those are my toys. I'll get them. You'll have to find a different place to clean those, friend. And then I opened up the dishwasher like a month later and I was like, damn it. I can't wash my plates with your butt beads.
Yeah.
I can't.
You got to separate them at least.
It's got to be a lonely load.
Yeah. To me, that's not something you do anywhere anybody does anything. It's like you clean those in the sink when no one else is around.
Yeah,
and
or
then put
your
them away.
Shower, you know.
Like, don't hang them in a community shower.
Hobbings, that's your Catholic guilt showing
don't
itself.
Throw them into the dishwasher with the glasses.
No. I disagree.
You got to wash away your sexual shame.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you should put your.
Why are you ashamed?
You know,
why
yourself
not shame?
In the dishwasher.
That's not shame. What that is consideration.
Yeah, I agree with you, Hobbings.
Thank you.
No,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's not. I wouldn't be ashamed that I had them. I would be ashamed that I left them laying around everywhere.
Yeah, that. And then, you know, when dishes are in the dishwasher, sometimes you got to give them a good look to be like, are these clean or dirty? Did I run this?
Yeah.
And I don't want to look at your butt beads and wonder, right. Are these clean or dirty?
Like, I'm not ashamed
unload of your unload your sex toys. Yeah. So I don't have to touch them.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed of my shoes, but I'm not going to throw them in the kitchen sink and go, hey, check that out. You like that? Do you like my shoes hanging in our shower? Isn't that fun? Like, that'd be weird and stupid.
But you could clean them in the sink, right?
Yes, but exactly. But then put them away. You don't leave them there is my whole point.
I used to clean shoes in the dishwasher.
With glasses, though?
Well, it depends on what my mom did after that. If she saw shoes in there and thought, yeah, I'll still put these glasses in here, that's not my fault. But
that's really just
shoes in the dishwasher.
That's just, yeah.
Yeah, I had those Tom's shoes. Mm-hmm. So they were made out of canvas. Yeah. And they were like these espadrilles. They smelled so bad.
Sure.
But they were all I wore all throughout high school. And the only thing that would help them smell better would be to wear them with dryer sheets in them or wash them in the dishwasher. Yeah.
Would it get them clean?
Yeah. Well, because if you put them in the regular laundry, which I assume maybe that's what that bag they give you is for.
Yeah.
But anyways, I didn't know that at the time. And I was just like, well, got to put these in the dishwasher here.
Yeah, you can. I just don't think you should do it with your other stuff.
Yeah.
I know it probably doesn't really matter.
I mean, it's getting everything clean.
But it still seems weird.
You know. Angie joins us. Hi, Angie. What did they put in the dishwasher where you used to work?
You're not going to believe this.
Okay.
The toilet brush.
Ew.
So like the workplace dishwasher, like in the little kitchen area. They would put the toilet brush in there.
I mean, I know with they have like a sanitation cycle, but oh, with the dishes too.
That's really gross.
Yeah, there's no really
traumatized.
I mean,
make that okay.
Yeah, again, I mean, probably on a microscopic level, it's fine because of the sanitation cycle, but it's still just gross and it's a bad image and
no,
it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It is terrible. Thank you, Angie.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying they wash bowling balls in the dishwasher, a good way to get the Lane oils off the bowling ball.
I would have never thought that you had to do that.
No, yeah. Me neither. That's so random.
Yeah, the Lane oils.
I mean, they have those things that you can pay a buck or two. I don't know how much it is, but put them in and cleans the ball at the bowling alley. So I guess that's a shortcut.
All right.
The oils affect the path of the ball.
I guess.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't know that because I can only throw it straight.
I can't
put cool spins.
People clean golf balls. Two people have claimed you can cook salmon in there, and one person said lasagna.
I've seen salmon before.
What are they? You wrap it in foil or something?
Yeah. And I guess it just steams it.
Ew.
Man, you know
Why
what?
In God's name. Would you do that?
You know, if you've got a grill or an oven, you know, those work so well.
Well, if your grill
because
is,
that's what it's for.
If it's in the middle of the winter, you don't want to take your grill out. Yeah, maybe your oven's not working.
Oven.
No, your oven's. Well, it's just a perfect storm.
Yeah, I am not desperate enough for fish to need to use the dishwasher oven is on the fritz.
February is salmon month.
Like, I'm just gonna go to Culver's at that point or something. You know, like
get their salmon.
Yeah, I don't want to cook in the
their
dishwasher.
Salmon concrete mixer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
with M&Ms.
Text, I bet a lot of people can relate to this. First time my brother used the dishwasher, he put Dawn dish soap in it.
Oh,
the
man.
Entire kitchen was a bubble bath. His response, it said dishes right on the bottle.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
I bet you that's happened a lot.
That might be the biggest household mistake probably for somebody who doesn't know. Mm-hmm.
That one they overflowing the coffee maker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look basically the same.
Yeah, if no one tells you that, there'd be no way to know.
No, there's your brain would go, dishwasher soap and dish soap are the same soap in your brain, if you didn't know.
This text, the restaurant I used to work at, we used to wash the potatoes and the celery in the dishwasher.
If you had a lot of potatoes, I could see that.
Yeah, they are pretty filthy.
They can
and
be.
I hate washing them.
Yeah, they can be.
I never feel like I get them clean.
Like celery is
with
very
that little
easy
brush.
To clean. But
no, they just... Mm-mm.
Ooh, from the 916, baby toys and kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
a
yeah.
great
yeah,
idea because well, those get so that. Grimy.
Yeah, we've. But I don't consider that weird at all.
No.
So.
Also, if they're plastic, you're supposed too. To keep them on the top shelf.
Yeah.
Like the flimsy, like Tupperware-style plastic, any kind of flimsy plastic like that, or if it's a passy or whatever that you're cleaning, you're supposed to keep it on the top shelf because the bottom shelf supposedly can melt.
Well,
it's
yeah, if you've got a dishwasher that has the heating hot. Element yeah, on the exactly. bottom. Some of the newer ones don't have that. Like mine doesn't have that. The door just pops
oh,
open.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, I well, got a brand new dishwasher.
Well, it's
the door
little,
just pops open.
Mine doesn't melt pacifiers.
Yeah, so to dry the dishes, instead of having a heating element, at the end of the cycle, the door goes pop, and then it just vents all the steam out, and then it just air dries.
Oh, mine doesn't.
Oh. That's pretty
so it doesn't have a heating. Yeah, so you don't have to worry as much about stuff melting on the bottom, which is kind of nice.
Mine
and it actually works better than I thought.
Instead, I open mine, and every time it singes my eyebrows from the steam that comes out. It's insane.
Mine plays way too long of a little tune when it's done.
You know, I appreciate the little jingle.
It's cute
it goes
fun,
on,
but
it goes
yeah.
on way too long. Like, it should just be do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But mine goes like mine has a
like,
second verse.
Are you trying to win a Grammy?
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Marco in Nashville. Hi, Marco.
Hi, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
What was the weird thing you saw in a dishwasher?
So the weird thing I saw when I was a young lad, my parents moved into a new house and they saw a dishwasher, but they didn't know how to use it because we were from Mexico, and they ended up using their dishwasher for water bottle storage instead of using
it. Oh, so they used it as a cabinet.
That's a good idea.
They did.
Yeah.
They were old school, so they just thought, oh, we'll just hand wash and just keep our water in the dishwasher.
Honestly, it's a great place to be able to access all the glasses that usually get shoved to the back of the upper cabinet.
It does work.
Yeah,
it looks
I mean,
like a charm.
Yeah. It's such wasted space, too, if you're not using it.
Yeah.
Did they then make you kids wash the dishes? And did you guys complain constantly?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like, because if you're like, we have a dishwasher, I'm
right
storing
there.
The water. Thank you, Marco.
That's where my glasses are.
This text. In high school, I worked at the Chuck E. Cheese. We used to run the ball pit balls through the dishwasher once a month. Mm. The health department made us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I appreciate
really,
that.
Once
a lot of
restaurant
workers are saying that the mats from the floor get run through the dishwasher last at night, and then there's one more cycle just to clean the dishwasher.
Uh-huh. And then the bar.
Yeah.
Mats too. All
but they have those insane industrial dishwasher things that just kind of run through like a conveyor belt.
And that again,
and
that's usually the last one. So generally whoever's opening the restaurant at like 10 o'clock in the morning, if it's an afternoon restaurant, you're picking them out. Like you said, free beer, and then you just run a hot water load. And
right.
I used to have to do that in college. It would be like 2 o'clock in the morning. My shifts were from like 10 a.m. to 2:30 or 10 p.m. to 2:30 in the morning. And, yeah, the last thing we would do was the mats, and it was me and this other girl who was even smaller, and she and I are just, because you have to yank them through the machine and, like, turn them just right, and we're soaking wet just looking at each other like, they're trying to kill us. And then...
Seems like they are.
I didn't last very long there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.